Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to BlueCity's first quarter 2021 earnings conference call. Currently, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. As a reminder, we are recording today's call. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I will turn the call over to Lingling Kong, Head of Investor Relations for the company. Ms. Kong, please proceed.
Thank you, operator, and hello, everyone. Welcome to BlueCity's fourth quarter 2021 earnings conference call. Joining us today are Mr. Baoli Ma, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Jun Chen Sun, Acting Chief Financial Officer. We released results earlier today. The press release is available on the company's IR website at ir.blue-city.com, as well as from Newswire services. A replay of this call will also be available in a few hours on our IR website. Before we continue, please note that today's discussion will contain forward-looking statements made under the safe harbor provisions of the U.S. Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties. As such, the company's actual results may be materially different from the expectations expressed today. Further information regarding this and other risks and uncertainties is included in the company's public filings with the SEC. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statement, except as required under applicable law. Please note that during today's call, management will also discuss certain non-GAAP financial measures for comparison purposes only. Our GAAP results and the reconciliations of GAAP to non-GAAP measures can be found in our earnings press release. Also, please note that unless otherwise stated, all figures mentioned during the conference call are in Chinese renminbi. With that, let me now turn the call over to our CEO, Mr. Baoli Ma. Mr. Ma will deliver opening remarks in Chinese. I will then translate his remarks. After that, our acting CFO, Mr. Jun Chen Sun, will take over to discuss our financial highlights. Mr. Ma, please go ahead.
谢谢玲玲，大家好。感谢大家参加蓝城兄弟2021年第一季度财务业绩电话会议。
Thank you, Lingling, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining our earnings conference call today.
2021年，蓝城兄弟迎来了良好的开局，在战略和运营层面上均有不错的表现。一季度总收入同比增长30.7%至2.11亿元。公司旗下移动应用的月活跃用户达到了830万，同比增长37.5%。总付费用户达到了64万，同比增长47.8%。在本季度，我们在收入多元化方面持续努力，也获得了丰厚的回报。和日健康收入同比增长297.7%至1,200万元。会员服务收入同比增长75.9%至2,640万元。我们很高兴地看到公司旗下各业务线均增长强劲，收入和用户参与度稳健增长。这彰显了我们在产品创新和改善用户体验上的战略执行能力。
We kicked off 2021 with a great performance in strategy and operations. This quarter, we achieved a total revenue growth of 30.7% year-over-year to 271.1 million. All app MAUs reached 8.3 million, up 37.5% year-over-year, and total paying users increased 47.8% year-over-year to 640,000. This quarter's efforts in diversifying our revenue streams also proved to be very rewarding, with HeHealth achieving a 297.7% growth year-over-year to 12 million, and membership services bringing in 75.9% growth year-over-year to 26.4 million. We are pleased to see strong growth in all our business lines, which clearly illustrates our strategic execution on product innovation and improving user experience brings in solid top-line growth and user engagement.
除了强劲的业绩增长外，公司旗下和日健康业务在四月份迎来了里程碑式的突破。我们正式取得了国内互联网医疗执业资质，这为和日健康构建男性健康综合诊疗平台奠定了坚实的基础，为公司抓住健康和保健行业的快速发展提供了全新的机遇。
In addition to our strong organic growth this quarter, as we announced earlier, in April, we officially obtained an internet hospital license for He House in mainland China, laying a good foundation for us to build a comprehensive diagnosis and treatment platform for men's health. This marks yet another significant milestone for the company, as it presents a great opportunity to seize in the new and rapidly growing health and wellness industry.
我们主要通过旗下企业社会责任平台大蓝公益，向公众宣传防癌知识，帮助人们提升防范意识，为进一步满足男性人群在个人健康与保健方面的巨大需求，我们在2019年正式推出了和日健康业务，主要提供 HIV 相关咨询和药品售卖等服务。过去两年时间里，和日健康逐步从以 HIV 预防和治疗为主的业务范围扩展至男性日常健康领域，并实现上线以来每年三位数的收入增长。一季度和日健康收入同比实现近三倍的增长，一方面体现了我们在扩大用户基础和为男性健康提供量身定制的服务方面的有效执行力，另一方面也印证了男性健康是一个蓬勃发展但服务相对匮乏的行业。
Our CSPA platform, Danlan Public Interest, has been committed to promoting HIV awareness and prevention to a user base of tens of millions in China. In order to meet getting demands for men's personal health and wellness, He Health was launched in 2019 with a focus on HIV-related consultations and merchandise. Over the past 2 years, He Health services has gradually expanded from sexually transmitted diseases, including but not limited to HIV, to the fields of men's everyday wellness, and it has achieved triple-digit growth since launch. This quarter again reached close to 300% year-over-year growth, which not only reflects our great efforts in execution in expanding our user base and our tailored health-related services for men, but also signifies the development of an underserved but flourishing sector.
根据我们在2020年年报中引用的沙利文行业调研报告，预计到2025年，中国线上健康咨询以及线上处方药和药房市场的规模将达到人民币5230亿元，约803亿美金。中国男性健康和保健市场规模将达到人民币996亿元，约152亿美元。我们相信，凭借我们庞大的 LGBTQ 用户基础的先发优势，我们能够很好地抓住这一巨大的行业机遇。长期以来，男性健康需求并未得到有效满足，普遍存在隐私保护不足、购药渠道受限以及性教育意识缺乏等问题。我们希望可以为用户提供安全可靠的解决方案，以满足 LGBTQ 人群的需求。
According to a Frazen Sullivan report commissioned by us for the company's fiscal year 2020's annual report, the scale of China's online health consultation as well as online prescription and pharmacy markets is expected to reach 523 billion renminbi, equivalent to $80.3 billion by 2025. And the size of men's health and healthcare market in China is expected to reach 99.6 billion renminbi, equivalent to $15.2 billion by 2025. We believe that with our large LGBTQ community user base and first mover advantage, we're well positioned to capture this enormous industry opportunity. For a long time, the health needs of men have not been effectively met, with widespread issues like insufficient privacy protection, limited drug purchasing channels, and insufficient sex education awareness. We are here to provide solutions with our unwavering commitment to providing a safe and secure oasis to satisfy the needs of the LGBTQ community.
我们希望抓住这一机会，为用户创造更大价值，并在更广阔的范围内发挥社会影响力，为每个人创造更美好的明天。展望未来，我们将致力于整合互联网医院、线下连锁药房、健康管理平台等资源，并通过与传统医疗服务相结合的方式，帮助更多用户解决如 HIV、检测预防、性健康、慢性病护理等问题。 今年下半年，和氏健康有三大主要目标，首先是 HIV 阻断药 PIP 的两小时急速达业务，预计到今年年底，在中国的服务覆盖范围将从原来的40个城市扩大到100个城市。作为和氏健康收入的主要来源，我们预计 PIP 业务将随着地域覆盖范围的扩大实现快速的增长。其次，由于暴露前预防。 PrEP 的国产药价格更加实惠，我们将加大对 PrEP 的宣传力度，加深用户对该类药物的认知。我们预计用户数量将显著增加。最后，我们预计将于今年7月全面推出线上互联网医院服务，并与专门从事男性健康的医生和医疗机构达成更多合作。This
is an opportunity key for Blue City making a wider impact and creating more value for our members and society. We want to make a better tomorrow for everyone. Looking further into the future, we will integrate internet hospitals, offline pharmacy chains, health management platforms focused on HIV testing and prevention, sexual health, and chronic disease management with general healthcare services. Our main objective for He Health in the second half of the year are primarily three sections. Firstly, by the end of this year, coverage for our two-hour PEP, post-exposure prophylaxis delivery services, will be extended from 40 cities to 100 in China. PEP is a major contributor to He Health revenue, and we expect rapid growth by expanding into more geographical coverage. Secondly, as domestically manufactured PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis medicine kits are more affordable, we foresee a boost in user numbers as we push up our efforts in PrEP awareness and promotions. Thirdly, we expect a full rollout of our online internet hospital services this year in July. A collaboration with doctors and health institutions specializing in men's health.
本季度，我们的海外业务也取得了有意义的进展。我们始终致力于根据当地用户需求进行本土化的定制服务。例如，我们于去年年底首次在拉丁美洲引入了照片验证功能。一项调查显示，日本有 65% 的 BlueD 用户喜欢该功能。于是，我们很快在日本市场推出了照片验证功能。 以营造更安全、可信赖的平台氛围。拉丁美洲是我们2021年重点扩张的市场，语音聊天室功能在该地区受到了广泛欢迎。通过与拉美当地的 KOL 合作，我们进一步开展语音聊天室相关的宣传推广活动。4月份，拉美地区的月活跃用户数较推出新版本之前翻了近一倍，创下历史新高。
In this quarter, we also achieved meaningful progress for our overseas business development. We remain committed to customizing our products based on user behavior and the needs of the local community in different regions. After a survey showing 65% of our Blue app users in Japan want photo verification features, which was firstly introduced in Latin America late last year, we immediately launched that function to ensure a safer and more reliable platform. Latin America, a key expansion market for us in 2021, also had a positive reception to the voice chat room function. We launched campaigns with local Latin American KOLs for further promotion, which led Latin American MAU numbers to nearly double since the new version introduced last year and reached a record high in April with an over 10% engagement rate for the voice chat room function.
此外，我们也在持续扩大品牌知名度，构建全球影响力。为此，我们在情人节、樱花节和泼水节等国际节日举办了一系列线上直播活动，以吸引全球观众参与，并提升国际知名度。未来，我们将持续组织各类社交活动，比如即将在骄傲月举办的“活出你骄傲”主题活动，以促进全球社区建设，增强商业化能力。
Moreover, we continued building our global presence and expanding brand awareness worldwide. In this vein, we held a number of online live streaming events for international holidays, such as Valentine's Day, Cherry Blossom Festival, Water Festival, and more. Each and every one of these live streaming events was a success, attracting a global audience and garnering international visibility.Moving forward, we will fully intend to organize various social events, such as the Live Your Pride campaign to celebrate Pride 2021 for global community building and enhanced monetization capabilities.
在中国，我们将继续专注于新功能的开发和创新，不断升级和完善现有产品。得益于应用算法和运营的优化，一季度基地功能下的新贴数量和互动量环比分别增长了33%和42%。我们将持续改进功能，进一步提高用户参与度，以推动社区的增长。
In mainland China, we will continue improving our existing products with new and innovative features and services. In the fourth quarter, new posts and interactions on the community function increased 33% and 42% respectively on a quarter-over-quarter basis. This growth was driven by enhancing app algorithms and operations, which we will continue optimizing for user engagement and community health.
与此同时，我们将继续坚持通过技术和市场投资来强化产品矩阵。我们相信翻卡的直播服务拥有巨大的增长潜力。大型直播活动是加速品牌增长和商业化能力的重要运营策略之一。翻卡于本季度初联手知名主播共同举办了真我年度直播盛典，直播频道的渗透率和付费率均接近去年同期疫情期间的历史最高水平。此外，我们不断加强用户行为分析，并基于此继续进行产品的创新和优化，以不断完善旗下平台的用户体验。
Meanwhile, we maintain our commitment to leveraging our product portfolio through investments in technology and marketing. We believe Finca's live streaming service has great monetization potential. Early this quarter, Finca held its annual live streaming event, Real Me, with renowned live streamers, one of the primary operation strategies for accelerating brand growth and monetization capability.Both the engagement rate and paying ratio for live streaming channels nearly broke our record from the pandemic in the same period last year. Moreover, we are enhancing the analytics of user behavior and will continue to prioritize product innovation and optimization for continuously improving user experience on all our platforms.
我们持续致力于提高公众对于 LGBTQ 人群的认知和理解。今年三月，我们与联合国艾滋病规划署合作开展了零歧视活动，旨在消除亚太地区的歧视和不平等。淡蓝公益和联合国艾滋病规划署合作推出反歧视公益短片《你会歧视我吗》，截止至五月底，全网影片观看量突破了500万次，相关微博话题阅读量超过1000万人次。
We remain committed to drive LGBTQ awareness. In March, we partnered with UNAIDS on their Zero Discrimination campaign, that aims to end discrimination and inequality in the Asia-Pacific region. Following the campaign, Danlan Public Interest co-produced a promotional video, "Would You Discriminate Against Me?" with UNAIDS, which was uploaded on our Blue app and other social platforms in China. By the end of May, the video was played over 5 million times across all platforms, with over 10 million interactions on Weibo.
在建立一个更加多元包容的 LGBTQ 社区之外，我们还参与了众多社会性的公益行动。今年四月份，由丹兰公益与北京爱他动物保护公益基金会联合发起的流浪动物守护计划系列活动，在蓝城兄弟旗下社交平台顺利开展，吸引了众多 LGBTQ 用户的关注和参与。我们希望能让世界变得更美好，向身边的人传递爱和平等意识。每个人都应该拥有对更美好生活的向往。
In addition to building a more diverse and inclusive LGBTQ community, we are also participants in a variety of other social advocate acts and community welfare activities. In April, the Street Animal Protection Campaign, launched collectively by Danlan Public Interest and the Beijing AITA Foundation for Animal Protection, was a success on all Blue City social platforms, bringing together many from the LGBTQ community. We hope we can make the world a better place, showing those around us the same love, sense of equality, and yearning for a better life everyone deserves.
本季度我们的运营和财务业绩再次实现稳健的增长，各项业务均取得了不错进展。我们相信，通过领先的市场地位、强大的执行能力和良好的增长策略，蓝城兄弟将在快速增长的消费需求中实现持续增长。
In conclusion, we achieved yet another quarter of solid operational and financial growth, with meaningful progress in all business sectors. We believe our market-leading position, strong executional capabilities, and sound growth strategy will maintain and grow from rapid consumer demand.
现在我将电话转交给代理首席财务官孙俊晨，由他为大家提供业务及财务表现的具体细节。
Now let me turn the call over to our acting CFO Jun Chen, who will provide details on our financial performance.
Thank you, Ms. Ma, and thank you everyone for joining our call today. As Ms. Ma just mentioned, 2021 is off to a great start for Blue City.We delivered another strong quarter with encouraging business development and solid financial growth. Now let me go through our financial highlights for the quarter. Before I go into details, please note that all numbers presented are in renminbi and are for the first quarter of 2021, unless stated otherwise. All percentage changes are on a year-over-year basis.Unless otherwise specified. Detailed analysis is contained in our earnings press release, which is available on our IR website. Total revenues increased by 30.7% to 271.1 million, driven by better monetization of our diverse services offerings and our favorable revenue mix.Revenue from overseas contributing 10.7% of total revenue, slightly increased from 9.9% in the same period last year. Total paying users of Blue City's portfolio apps increased by 47.8% to 640,000. Revenue from live streaming services was 219.9 million, up 22.4%.As we previously announced that we launched a new live streaming strategy, aiming to further drive our user engagement and paying habits, which has shown a good progress in the first quarter. Our quarterly paying users for live streaming services increased 6.3% to 189,000 from the same period last year, when the paying ratio reached historic high during the peak of COVID-19 in China. ARPPU was renminbi 1,163, an increase of 15.1% compared to the same period of last year. Notably, in this quarter, our continuous efforts in diversifying our revenue streams are bearing fruits. Revenue from membership services was 26.4 million, up 75.9%. Our quarterly paying users for membership services increased 75.5% to 517,000, while ARPPU was renminbi 51, roughly flat compared to the same period of last year. We expect accelerated growth for our membership services as we continue to enrich and optimize our service offerings. Revenues from advertising were 12 million, up 113.7% as we continued to introduce new advertising and marketing solutions to attract more advertisers. Revenues from merchandise sales of e-health were 11.4 million, up 297.7%. The increase was primarily due to the continuous expansion of our product and service offerings. As we follow and achieve our three main objectives in the second half of the year, we expect e-health to achieve stronger momentum into the future quarters and become the new driver of growth for the company. Cost of revenues increased by 33% to 185.1 million, growing in line with our total revenue. The increase was primarily due to the higher revenue sharing costs, along with the continued growth of live streaming services. The increased cost of products in connection with the growth of e-health merchandise sales, the increased staff cost, as well as share-based compensation expenses. Gross profit was 18.6 million, up 26.1%. Gross margin was 31.7%, slightly down from 32.9% in the same period last year, but 6.8 percentage points higher than the last quarter. As we mentioned earlier, the operational adjustments of live streaming would bring some short-term margin pressure as we invested more on the supply side of live streaming. Look forward, we expect to gradually reduce the revenue sharing percentage as we solidify our market leadership and successfully implement the sustainable model for our live streaming service. Meanwhile, we will continue to accelerate the revenue contribution from our membership services with higher margin to achieve overall margin improvement. Operating expenses were 138.7 million, up 76.3% due to higher marketing expenses, higher staff costs, mainly from increased headcount, the increased professional fees, as well as share-based compensation. Selling and marketing expenses were 65.3 million, up 69.2%, due to higher advertising and promotions expenses, increased staff costs, and share-based compensation expenses. Technology and development expenses were 48.2 million, up 59.1%. The increase was mainly due to the higher staff cost in technology-related departments. The increase in content, server, and bandwidth cost, as well as the increased share-based compensation expenses. G&A expenses were 25.2 million, up 157.5%. The increase was mainly due to increased professional fees and staff cost, as well as share-based compensation expenses. Net loss was 52.1 million, compared with a net loss of 7.6 million in the same period last year. Adjusted net loss was 42.5 million, compared with adjusted net loss of $7.6 million in the fourth quarter last year. As of March 31, 2021, we had cash and cash equivalents and term deposits of $526.7 million compared to $611.8 million as of December 31, 2020. Now, let me talk about this year's guidance. We reiterate our revenue outlook of RMB 1.41 billion to RMB 1.46 billion for the full year 2021, representing a 37% to 42% year-over-year growth. That concludes our prepared remarks. Let's now open the call for the questions. Operator, please go ahead.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to withdraw your request, please press the pound or hash key. Please stand by while we compile the question and answer roster. Once again, it's star 1 for questions. Our first question comes from Laura Champagne from Loop Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Can you break out the acquired businesses and give us the revenues, preferably by segment for acquired businesses, and the loss in renminbi from those two businesses aggregated in the quarter?
Hi, Laura. This is Lingling. Let me translate the question first, okay? 是一个收购业务的收入比重以及收购业务的各项业务的占比。那我就直接回答了哈。Okay. Hi, Laura. This is Lingling, and I will answer your question directly. Actually, this quarter, in total, acquired business, Let's Do and Think together contribute around 8% of our total revenue. Okay, so if we look into further details, vast majority of the acquisition is come from Finca's revenue. And for Finca, like we discussed earlier, they have much healthier revenue structure, with less than 60% of revenue came from live streaming, around 30% from membership services, and the remaining part from advertising services. And for Let's Do, you know that the revenue contribution is quite small, and we do not in this stage to disclose the revenue contribution from each segment.
Got it. Can you provide a RMB loss from Finca and Let's Do in the quarter?
Hi, Laura. It's like that we haven't officially disclosed, each business line's profit and loss for each business line. But you know that as we when we acquire Finca, it's like that. Well, Finca is on a break-even kind of situation, right? They are profitable, but, it's like single-digit net income, net margin. And with Finca this quarter, actually, we actually invested more in technology development as well as less streaming cost side. So that's all we can provide at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Bo Pei from Oppenheimer. Please go ahead.
Hi, management. Thanks for taking my questions. 我先用中文问一下，就是首先想问一下，就是我们一季度的 MAU 增长还不错，想问一下 海外和国内的增长分别是一个什么样的情况。然后是第二个问题是关于我们直播的分成。虽然说我们相比于四季度已经降低了不少，但是和去年同期还是有一个增长吧，而且从三季度增长的可能就更高一点。我想问一下，刚才您那边也说了，就是说预期未来这个直播分成会有所下降，我想问一下这个下降的幅度和整体这个发生的时间大概是一个什么样的情况。然后第三个问题是关于我们这个 OPEX 的，我看这个季度的 OPEX 的 ratios 好像都比之前要提高了不少，想问一下接下来几个季度我们会继续这种比较大大的力度的投入吗？还是说会这个投入会稍微减少一点。So I will translate for myself. So I have three questions here. First question is about MAU growth. It seems our MAU growth in 1Q was robust. So can you talk about our overseas and domestic MAU growth? And the second question is, it seems our live streaming revenue sharing ratio is still relatively high compared with last year, same period. So you mentioned you expect the revenue sharing ratio to decrease from here, but can you talk about the magnitude and when that is going to have to happen? And the third question is about operating expenses. It seems our operating expenses ratio did increase quite a bit this quarter. I know that's because of an investment plan, so can you talk about this trend for the next couple quarters? That's all my questions. Thank you.
Hi, thank you, Pei Guo. This is Lin Lin. I will answer your question directly, okay? In terms of the MAU from overseas, it's around 44% of our total revenue MAUs are from overseas. Because this quarter, we integrated MAUs from our acquired business, which is Lexdo and Finca. Of course, Finca contributes the majority of MAUs. That's the first question. Secondly, regarding in terms of you know, MAU growth, it's like that overseas MAUs grow like above 30% on a year-over-year basis. Okay. And domestically, we still maintain the growth, you know, about 20%. And in terms of the revenue sharing in live streaming, it says that, okay, on a year-over-year basis, we do see a slight increase in percentage of revenue sharing. But you can see that, as we mentioned during the last conference call, it's like we're doing some adjustment in the live streaming structure, especially the supply side of the live streaming. And that means that we are investing more in the cost side. So you can see actually a rebound in last quarter's revenue percentage sharing. It's like we are slightly down from last Q4. And you can see the trend, and we expect that trend will continue into further quarters. And if we're talking about, you know, on a yearly basis, we're still looking for a slight decrease in the percentage of revenue sharing. Let me give you some more color about this, because, you know, we disclosed before, it's like we are looking forward, you know, to see some dramatic decrease in live share percentage of live streaming. But actually, for Finca, as we just mentioned, we are investing more in Finca's live streaming business, and especially on the supply side, because Finca, as we said, is like their user profile is more trendy, more fashionable. So we need to, you know, compare. We need to compete with TikTok, Xiaohongshu, things like this. We need to attract like high quality live streamers to go into our platform. So currently, the sharing percentage of Finca is actually relatively much higher than our original platform, which is Blue. Okay, so in this way, it's kind of take all things into consideration. The blended, actually, sharing percentage will be slightly lower compared to last year. Okay, regarding the third question regarding your OPEX, the increase in OPEX actually this quarter can be, you know, can be separated into two parts. One is that on a year-over-year basis, as we integrate Finca and Let's Do, there are headcounts, additional headcounts from Finca and Let's Do. Okay, that's over 100 already. So this one, this actually contribute most of our headcount increase in the fourth quarter, as well as, you know, Blue also added headcount as well. And the second thing is for the staff costs. Is actually last year during the pandemic, we actually see some savings in the social insurance part. It's like throughout the whole year last year, we see some, you know, savings in staff costs because the government is kind of waiving a certain percentage of social insurance for all of our employees. So in this way, we can see a like additional two to three percentage points of total revenue sales that is related to the savings in social insurance. That's the first. That's the second one. So in addition to the increase in staff cost, as we disclosed earlier, that we are putting more efforts in sales and marketing. So therefore, yeah, that you can see the sales marketing expense is like about 20% of our total revenue, and we expect this rate will maintain relatively the same level throughout the year. And regarding the G&A, it's actually recall that the same period last year Q1, we are not a public company. So it's like majority of G&A increase is actually professional fees. It's like professional fees related being a public company. So that's why you can see a surge in G&A. It's around 8% of our total revenue. And we think the percentage will remain kind of, you know, flattish throughout the year. I hope that answers all your questions.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Right, thank you. So seeing no more questions in the queue, let me turn the call back to Mr. Sun for closing remarks.
Thank you, operator, and thank you all for participating on today's call and for your support. We appreciate your interest and look forward to reporting to you again next quarter on our progress. Operator.
All right, thank you. So ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.